Mercaba. A viagem para dimensões jamais alcançadas. De terça para quarta, à meia-noite. Na Rádio Universitária do Minho.
We'll be right back. misconception regarding our heritage. If one should ask the average citizen whether or not they believe humans are more highly evolved than our ancient ancestors, they will more often than not express a belief that we are indeed far, far superior. Surely we are more sophisticated and capable of reason than the hunter-gatherers of 13,000 BC. More civilized than the marauding Vikings of 1,000 years ago. We imagine these peoples as ignorant, primitive, and barbaric. We are not those peoples. In fact, Homo sapiens, modern humans, share an inherited gene pool with the earliest hominids, like the Australopithecus, who lived 2.5 million years ago. We possess no significant physiological differences from the Cro-Magnons or the Neanderthals. Nor does evidence suggest our tendency toward the barbaric have lessened over time. On the contrary, present-day humans are capable of the same self-destructive behavior, the same crimes against humanity, the same violent power struggles as our ancestors. We appear to be doomed by our DNA to repeat the same self-destructive behaviors. Our forebears have repeated for millennia. If anything, our problem-solving skills have actually diminished with the advent of technology and our ubiquitous modern conveniences. And yet, despite our predisposition towards fear-driven hostility towards what we anachronistically term primitive behavior, another instinct is just as firmly encoded in our makeup. We are capable, as our ancestors were, of incredible, breathtaking acts of kindness. Every hour of every day, a man risks his life at a moment's notice to save another. Forget for a moment the belligerent billionaires who grant the unfortunate a crumb of cost-free cake. I speak of pure acts of selflessness. The mother who rushes into the street to save a child from a speeding vehicle. A person who runs into a burning building to reach a family trapped in an upper story. A man who can barely swim who dives into a lake to rescue a drowning stranger. Such actions, such moments, such unconscious selfless decisions define what it is to be human.
Should the oceans rise? Should the sky come falling down? Should the islands tremble beneath us? See a better nature blossom? We'll be right back.
Our first show ever in Germany. Thank you for being here.
This vagina, my one track, tunnel vision down. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I need to report a crisis. My Airstream has been stolen by dopers. Fucking Democrat.
Son of a bitch!